That's where we were first introduced to you. I mean, coming straight out of college, you created a group there. Talk a little bit about the beginning.
And that song, Marette Brown Clark, that happened so crazily. I met her at GMWA mm-hmm. 1 year. I asked her if I could sing for her in the back corner of a musical at 2 o'clock in the morning. And she said, I normally don't do this, but I'm going to do it for you. Mm. So she took us in the corner. We started singing Richard Smallwood's Total Praise. And she stopped us and said, who are you and where will you be tomorrow night? So sung with her the next night, and after that, we just stayed with her, man. She's like my mom, so we're very kindred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That recording, The One God, this recording was such a big recording for her. And, you know, everybody was rooting for her and wanting her. And then to hear you do the backgrounds
yes.
and the awesome vocals that you arranged.
Yes.
You came out of, did you come out of Morgan State University?
I did. Yeah. Shout out to Morgan State and mm-hmm. Dr. Nathan Carter, the late Dr. Carter. He was my biggest influence. He taught me everything I know now about just crafting vocals and mm-hmm. just about paying attention to small details like mm-hmm. diction and, you know, the background vocals. So that's where it all started for me, really.
I mean, me and a lot of my industry friends looked at you and was like, where did this kid come from? And it was you guys grinding in college and really mm-hmm. learning your skill and
absolutely.
Gift.
No one knew who we were. She gave us a platform that really has allowed me to be where I am today. She mm-hmm. she started me out. She gave me my first chance to be heard on a national platform. So
now fast forward, I heard you went to the West Coast for a minute and then came back, and now you're at First Baptist Church of Glen Arden.
Absolutely.
With Stephen Hurd.
With Stephen Hurd is my boss and great friend, man. He's a great boss to work for. He's anointed worship leader. It's mm-hmm. crazy. And then Pastor Jenkins and the church, they're just great. It's my family. They're my family.
Man, you could write a book about your life.
I could in a few short years.
Following Christ and then folk just being in your corner, you yes. know, because you're humble, number one, and then you're so doggone gifted.
Bless you. Yeah. You know what, Cheryl? I'm just a stickler for, you know, supporting. I mm-hmm. believe that I don't have to exalt myself, that in God's time, if you just be faithful over the few, mm-hmm. that he'll make you rule over many when he's ready to. And I mean, there's plenty of times along the way that I thought I was ready, where God was still shifting and changing and mm-hmm. pruning things in me until this moment. And so right. now when I'm here, the people have been watching me, like yourself.
Yeah.
They celebrate it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because I've put my time in. So I'm thankful.
Well, we're going to come back and hear testimony, because how about the DMV has been blowing us up about this single. So coming up in 15 minutes, we're going to do that. It's Anthony Brown in studio right here at Black Planet Radio, Praise 104.1.
Yeah.
So y'all know I'm beating my feet right up in there, right? It's Anthony Brown in testimony. He's in studio with me right now. He's going to hang out with us tomorrow on the Spirit of Washington. Get it out, Cheryl.
Yeah, get it out,
Cheryl. The Spirit of Washington Cruise. Got to shout out our program director, Ron Thompson. He came in here with that thing when he came to his office.
Yes, Ron Thompson. That man, he hooked me up, man. He made me feel loved over here at the Spirit family, the Praise family. So I'm excited.
Yes, indeed. I said, yep, Ron, that's it right there.
Y'all should see Cheryl in here beating her feet, man. Y'all should have saw her in here clapping it up, beating them feet.
We get a party up for real. And some of his other gifts, he's written and produced and wrote. He's done some things on Stephen Hurd's record. But he also did this one for Marette Brown Clark.
I hear the sound of victory.
Yay.
Yeah.
More with Anthony Brown coming up in 15 minutes right here on Praise 104.1. We're having a good time just kind of reminiscing and talking about the industry. So you have a number of shout outs you want to do to your group and to those who kind of supported the project.
Oh, man, absolutely. I think some of the most loyal and incredible singers that helped me work on this project. So I got to shout them out. Shout outs to Dodie and Shirley and Tamika and Mashika and Nicole, Michelle, Asia, Jamaris, Martellus, and Gabriel. They awesome. Make up Group Therapy, and y'all will see some of them tomorrow on the Spirit Crew. I'm on the Praise 104.1 Cruise tomorrow.
That's right. It's going to be good. We're going to party for real.
Yeah.
And Byron Cage, you just heard, he's also going to be there. And
absolutely.
His record is off the chain.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
DC is on fire. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry.
DC got it going on, man.
So, man, I'm so very proud of you. The record comes out when?
August 21st. Mm-hmm. In stores everywhere. So y'all got to go pick it up if y'all can. I appreciate it.
And he's doing a huge CD release at First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, August 20th, right?
August 20th. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely free99.com. Mm-hmm. And you can come and hang out with us. I'm doing everything. It's pretty much going to be Cirque du Soleil Goes Gospel on stage at Glen Arden on Monday night, August 20th. So if you can be there, be there. Thanks, Ron Thompson.
Yes, indeed. So come on out tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's sold out. So y'all, you know, the folk who got their tickets, kudos to you guys for coming out and making this a sold out cruise. It will be worth your while. But continue to listen out for Anthony Brown and Group Therapy right here on DC's Inspiration Station. You know who we are.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
I'm so very proud. Just proud, man. Yes. It's Praise 104.1.